This is the Sakar Murli of the 28th of July 2025. The essence, sweet children, give everyone the good news that peace is once again being established in the world. The Father has come to establish the one original eternal deity religion. Question: why are you children repeatedly given the signal to stay in remembrance? Answer: because it is only by having remembrance that you become ever healthy and ever pure. This is why, whenever you have time, stay in remembrance. Early in the morning, after bathing, etc., go for a walk or sit in solitude. Here, there is nothing but an income. It is by having remembrance that you will become the masters of the world. Om Shanti. You sweet children know that at this time, everyone in the world wants peace. You continually hear the sound of people asking how there can be peace in the world. However, no one knows when there was the peace in the world that they now want. Only you children know that there was peace in the world when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Even now, people continue to build temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. You can tell anyone that there was peace in the world 5,000 years ago and that it is now being established once again. Who is establishing it? Human beings don't know this. The Father has explained everything to you children. Therefore, you can explain this to anyone. You can write to them. However, as yet, no one has had the courage to write to anyone. You hear the voice from the papers that everyone wants peace in the world. When a war takes place, people have a sacrificial fire for there to be peace in the world. Which sacrificial fire? They create a sacrificial fire of Rudra. You children now know that the Father, who is called Rudra Shiva, has created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. Peace is now being established in the world. There must definitely have been rulers of the Golden Age New World where there was peace. You would not say that there should be peace in the incorporeal world. It is peaceful there anyway. A world is where human beings reside. The incorporeal world cannot be called a world. That is the abode of peace. Baba explains this again and again. Nevertheless, some children forget, and some are able to keep it in their intellects and are thereby able to explain to others. It is very easy to explain to someone how there was peace in the world and how it is now being established once again. When it was the kingdom of the original eternal religion of the deities in Bharat, there was only that one religion. There used to be peace in the world. This is a very easy thing to explain and write about. You can even write to those who build huge temples. There used to be peace in the world 5,000 years ago, when it became the kingdom of those to whom you build temples. It used to be their kingdom in Bharat. There were no other religions then. This is very easy, and it is a question of common sense. According to the drama, everything will be understood as you progress further. You can give this good news to everyone. Also print it on beautiful cards. There was peace in the world 5,000 years ago. When it was the new world and new Bharat, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Peace is once again being established in the world. Just by remembering these aspects, you children should remain very happy. You know that it is only by remembering the Father that you can become the masters of the world. Everything depends on the efforts you children make. Baba has explained that you should stay in remembrance of Baba whenever you have time. Early in the morning, after bathing, go for a walk in solitude or sit down somewhere. Here, you just have to earn an income. This remembrance is for becoming ever pure and ever healthy. Although the sannyasis here are pure, some definitely fall ill. This is a world of disease. That is a world free from disease. Only you know this. How can anyone in the world know that everyone in heaven is free from disease? No one knows what heaven is. You now know this. Baba says, you can explain to whomever you meet. For instance, someone here may be called a king or a queen, but no one here is really a king or a queen. Tell them, you are not a king or a queen now. This has to be removed from their intellects. The kingdom of Emperor Sri Narayan and Empress Sri Lakshmi is now being established. Therefore, there surely wouldn't be any kings or queens here. They were told to forget that they were kings and queens, and that they should continue to act like ordinary human beings. They also have money and gold, etc. Laws are now being passed for everything to be taken from them. They will then become like common human beings. These tactics are being created. It is remembered some people's wealth remained buried underground and some people's wealth was looted by the kings. Kings do not loot from anyone now. There are no kings anyway. It is people who loot from other people. Today's kingdom is so wonderful. When the names of kings have completely disappeared, that kingdom will then be re-established. You now understand that you are going to a place where there is peace in the world. That is a land of happiness, a Sato Pradhan world. We are making effort to go there. You children should sit here and explain with splendor. There shouldn't just be artificial external splendor. Nowadays, there are many who are artificial. Here, you have to become true, firm, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You Brahmins are carrying out the task of establishing peace in the world with Father Brahma. You very peaceful and also very sweet children are needed to establish such peace. Because you know that you have become the instruments to establish peace in the world. So first of all, we need to have a great deal of peace. You also have to converse very softly and with great royalty. You are totally incognito. Your intellects are filled with the treasures of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. You are the Father's heirs. You have to fill yourselves with as many treasures as the Father has. All of his property is yours. However, when you don't have enough courage, you are unable to take it. Only those who take it will claim a high status. You should be keen to explain to others. We have to make Bharat into heaven once again. While carrying out your business, etc., you also have to do this service. This is why Baba is telling us to hurry up. In spite of that, everything happens according to the drama. Each one does everything according to his own time. You children are being inspired to make effort. You children have the faith that very little time now remains. This is our final birth, and we will then be in heaven. This is a land of sorrow, and it will then become a land of happiness. Of course, it will take time to become that. This destruction is not a small one. When a new home is being built, one only remembers the new home. That is a limited aspect. Relationships, etc., don't change in that. Here, the old world has to change. Then those who have studied well will go into the royal family. Otherwise, they will become subjects. You children should have great happiness. Baba has explained that you experience happiness for 50 to 60 births. You also have a great deal of wealth in the copper age. Sorrow comes later. It is when the kings start to fight amongst themselves and split up that sorrow begins. Grain is still very cheap at first. Famine comes later on. You have a great deal of wealth. From being Satopradhan, you gradually become Tamopradhan. Therefore, you children should have a lot of internal happiness. If you don't have peace and happiness yourselves, how are you going to establish peace in the world? The intellects of many are peaceless. The Father comes to give the blessing of peace. He says, "Remember me." Then, with the power of this remembrance, souls that have been peaceless by becoming Tamopradhan will become Satopradhan and peaceful. However, some children are unable to make effort to have remembrance. Because they don't stay in remembrance, Maya brings them many storms. If you don't stay in remembrance and become completely pure, there will have to be punishment and the status will be destroyed. Don't think that you will go to heaven anyway. Oh, is it good to experience a penny worth of happiness after being beaten? People make so much effort to claim a high status. You should not think that you will be content with whatever you receive. There isn't anyone who would not make some effort. Even fakirs, religious beggars, go begging to collect money. Everyone is hungry for money. With money, you can have every type of happiness. You children know that you are receiving limitless wealth from Baba. If you make less effort, you receive less wealth. The Father gives you wealth. People say, if I had wealth, I would travel to America, etc. The more you remember the Father and the more service you do, the more happiness you will receive. A father inspires his children to make effort in every aspect and become elevated. He believes that his children will glorify the name of his family. You children have to glorify the name of God's family and also the Father's name. That one is the true Father, the true teacher, and the true Satguru. The Father is the highest on high, and he is also the true Satguru. You have been told that there is only the one Guru and none other. The bestower of salvation for all is only the one. Only you know this. You are now becoming those with divine intellects. You are becoming divine kings and queens of the land of divinity. It is such an easy matter to explain that Bharat was golden-aged. By using the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, you can explain how there used to be peace in the world. There used to be peace in heaven. It is now hell, and there is peacelessness. This Lakshmi and Narayan reside in heaven. Sri Krishna is called Lord Krishna. He is also called God Sri Krishna. There are many lords. Even those who own a lot of land are called landlords. Sri Krishna was a prince of the world when there was peace in the world. No one knows that Radhe and Krishna became Lakshmi and Narayan. So many stories have been made up about you. They cause so much upheaval. They say that you make everyone into brothers and sisters. It has been explained that you Brahmins are the mouth-born children of Prajapita Brahma. It is of you that it is said, salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. Worldly Brahmins say namaste to you because you are true brothers and sisters. You remain pure. Therefore, why would they not respect those who are pure? When a Kumari is pure, everyone bows down to her feet. Even a visitor from outside would bow down to a Kumari. Why is there so much praise for Kumaris at this time? Because you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and the majority of you is of Kumaris. The Shivshakti Pandava army has been remembered. There are males in this army too, but you are remembered because the majority of you is female. Those who study well become elevated. You now know the history and geography of the whole world. It is very easy to explain the cycle. Bharat was a land of divinity, and it is now a land of stone. Therefore, everyone is a lord of stone. You children know the cycle of 84 births. You now have to return home. Therefore, you also have to remember the Father so that your sins can be cut away. However, some children are unable to make enough effort to have remembrance because of their carelessness. They don't wake up early in the morning. Even if they do wake up, they don't enjoy it. They begin to feel sleepy and go back to sleep. They become hopeless. Baba says, children, this is a battlefield. You mustn't become hopeless in this. You have to gain victory over Maya with the power of remembrance. You have to make effort for this. There are many good children who don't remember the Father accurately. By keeping a chart, you can tell how much profit and loss you have made. Some say, the chart has really worked wonders on my stage. Scarcely a few write such a chart. This takes great effort. In many centres, there are even some false ones who go and sit there. They continue to perform sinful acts. When they don't follow the Father's directions, a lot of damage is caused. You children can't tell whether it is the incorporeal one speaking or the corporeal one speaking. It has been explained to you children many times that you must always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is giving you directions. Your intellects will then remain connected up above. Nowadays, for an engagement, they show a photograph. They even advertise for a partner by printing a photograph with the words, someone from a good home is required for so-and-so. Look at what the condition of the world has become and what it is to become. You children know that there are many ideas and opinions. You Brahmins only have one direction. The direction to establish peace in the world. You are establishing peace in the world by following Srimad. Therefore, you children have to remain very peaceful. Those who do something receive the reward of it. Otherwise, there would be a great loss. There would be that loss for birth after birth. You children have been told to look at your profit and loss account. Check your charts to see whether you caused anyone sorrow. The Father says, At this time, every second of yours is most valuable. It is not a big thing to receive a little something after experiencing punishment. Your desire is to become very wealthy. Those who were at first worthy of worship have become worshippers. Only when they have that much wealth can they build the temple to Somnath and worship him. This too is an account. Nevertheless, it is explained to you, children, there is benefit for you when you keep a chart. Note everything down. Continue to give everyone the message. Don't just sit quietly. You can also explain on the trains and give them some literature. Tell them, this is something worth millions. When there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat, there was peace in the world. The Father has now come once again to establish that kingdom. Remember the Father, and you will be absolved of your sins, and there will be peace in the world. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vodarna. 1. We Brahmins are instruments to establish peace in the world, so we have to remain very, very peaceful. We have to speak very softly and with great royalty. 2. Renounce being careless and make effort to have remembrance. Never become hopeless. Blessing. May you become an image of success, not by being afraid of any paper, but by putting a full stop and passing fully. When any type of paper comes to you, do not be afraid of it. Do not have any questions such as, why has this come? Do not waste your time in thinking that. Finish all question marks and put a full stop. Only then will you change class, that is, you will pass that paper. Those who put a full stop will pass fully, because a full stop is the stage of a point. See but do not see, and hear but do not hear. Hear what the Father tells you. Look at what the Father has given you, and you will pass fully. The sign of passing is constantly to experience the ascending stage and become a star of success. Slogan. In order to have self-progress, renounce questions, corrections, and quotations, and keep your connection fine. Abhyak signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. At the end, only the power of your mind will become the means for your own safety. Only with the power of your mind will you be able to become an instrument to make your final moments beautiful. At that time, you need to have the power of elevated thoughts and a clear line with the One. For doing unlimited service and for your own safety, accumulate the power of the mind and the power of fearlessness. Om Shanti.